Hi, Jorge. Thanks so much for coming to this
Oh,
conversation.
glad to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
I was hoping that we could just talk a little bit about your experience in the immersion learning through experience study of interpersonal dynamics.
Well, it was definitely a first in terms of an experience, the interpersonal and group dynamics, the lab, spending 2.5 days in this intense immersion and practicing. What was really valuable to me and reflecting after the fact, I went in setting up a goal of wanting to practice my listening skills. As I think about it, I have this active hamster that doesn't stop running, and so how could I actually practice in that setting active listening and listening to others? And what was so powerful about the experience is that it allowed me to practice this skill set, but also realize other things as I was practicing the skills.
Like what kind of other things?
Again, particularly how I started to begin to notice people in different ways and notice how they reacted to what I said or what I do or how I behave in that setting. I share with you, I'm a second language learner, so I came to this country when I was 16, and language is something that is a very conscious effort, in particularly in my professional life, too. So this idea of fitting in and being able to be eloquent, and in the world of education, there's sort of this higher pressure on myself that I put on myself of like I have to be someone who actually can communicate clearly and come across. And through this experience, I had an opportunity to actually, in a different way, experience how people reacted to my words. Words that I perhaps applied a different meaning to, realizing that what the word that I, my choice of word maybe didn't trigger the reaction that I was expecting on others, and how that made me feel in that moment where we're captive, right? Where there's an echo chamber of what's happening from what I say and how I say it. And that was incredibly powerful.
And why is that powerful for what you do?
Well, for me personally, as a leader, I want to make sure that I am able to convey, get a message across that reflect my intentions, that reflect what I'm really trying to deliver as a message. So when I use a choice of words and see a different reaction than what I'm expecting is disarming. It kind of triggers all sorts of feelings from curiosity to insecurity to just what happened here.
So if I'm following you, part of what you're saying is that in your active hamster way of like do, you hadn't previously taken as much time to notice what was happening when you put certain words out here. And now taking a little bit more of a learning through listening approach, you were able to observe much more of the dynamic, especially around when your words weren't landing or received in exactly the way that you intended.
Exactly, 100%. And I would say that the muscle of this practice in this setting allowed me to also pay more attention to how I was feeling. So what emotions was triggering, which I also wasn't recognizing before, and try to identify the emotion, But it was really interesting to sort of notice what was triggering in me.
Okay, great. So there's stuff going on. Your own interiority became more apparent to you. Now there's of course this like common logic, folk wisdom, or everyday guidance. Keep feelings out of the workplace. We allow kids, children to have, should have feelings, but professionals should not bring them to work. So what do you make of that? Like, what do you think about that everyday guidance that we hear?
I think is something that in some ways I had been ingrained through my professional career, and you just don't bring that to the table. I remember many years ago was one meeting with a new team, and suddenly some people started tearing up given a situation at a particular school, and I was kind of caught off guard. So I think that we are conditioned to not pay attention to that, and may pay attention to more of the performance is kind of what I call it. This experience actually has been really powerful and something that I continue to reflect on and figure out ways to actually practice on my day-to-day work is how noticing my own emotions can help me then connect either differently or just try to understand what the dynamic is doing to me, where before maybe I wasn't aware. Maybe I didn't realize that comment made me angry and that triggered a whole sort of responses that wasn't necessarily what I intended, but it was sort of I was blindsided to that.
I love the process that you're articulating. There's a way in which by paying attention in a little bit of a different way, you've discovered new ways to be impactful as a leader through connection. You're talking about connecting your words with an impact, with what's going on in the room, with what's happening with others. And so I assume that you are in moments like this where you're leading meetings from that perspective. It's not the content of what's happening. It's the subtext of what's happening.
100%. It is exactly the subtext. And what I have been discovering as I professionally recently made a transition, so I'm engaging with a whole new team, is how continuing to build this muscle has allowed me to be more intentional about that engagement and how the content may be not landing in the way that I wanted to, or just noticing more what is happening with folks, and hopefully then allow me to be more effective as a leader in the way that I'm engaging, because I am actually paying attention. I'm not performing.
Yeah. It's not an empty or vacuous way of showing up.
Right. And just pushing information or content out. This is more of a connection.
I love it because you have such a natural authenticity to you. This is like the muscle that you're building that lets even more of you shine.
Yeah, but thank you. Growing up, we're in a different culture, and then coming to the United States, the push has always been, especially in the professional career, to assimilate, so to speak.
Right.
And so some of that authenticity gets lost. At least that's what I've recognized sort of through this reflection process, is that the push to assimilate and to kind of perform in the way that is expected pushes the who you are and how you want to show up and what is happening to you to decide.
Right. It's a kind of painful thing to acknowledge that in the intention to become a professional, especially in another culture, the role sometimes shuts down some of the best of who you are.
100%. Yes.
Yeah. You're telling such a beautiful story. Is there anything that I haven't thought to ask you that you wanted to mention?
You're going to get out of it what you put in. And there is a vulnerability, I think, that we need to be willing to accept or embrace and to be a learner. And that is the, for me, is stepping into that unknown. So if I'm a little bit more vulnerable, if I'm, connecting to my feelings and maybe acting in a way that has not been the way that I acted before because I'm recognizing emotions or I'm paying attention to others, well, I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but so am I willing to try? And I think that's a journey. I certainly feel like I'm very much in the beginning stages of that, but I've liked what I've experienced so far.
Yeah. I like what you've experienced so far too. And I'm so glad you came to this conversation, that you just put your finger on something so important. Even though we're talking to senior, well-established educators, being a learner, even though that's the business that you're in, is not necessarily so easy for professionals. It's a little bit of a paradox, right? That to open up a kind of way of learning, not just learning facts or new information, but actually learning through the experience of yourself with others. It has a kind of edge to it that's so tender in your voice, because you came here with a learning agenda and then the willingness to work it. And I think what you've put in is giving you results. I'm so delighted to hear about for you and for the world.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your time and your words. I look forward to seeing you in a few weeks.
Thank you. Same.